This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it if you haven't already. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be our next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, and Eric Bickle. We've got Coach Brian Keefe joining us coming up in about 40 minutes, head coach of the Wizards, as they get ready to open up their season tomorrow against the defending champs, Boston Celtics. But right now, as we do every morning at 7 o'clock, time to hit the skins.
All right, boys. The biggest news of the day, obviously, yesterday was the release of Jamin Davis. It's just a shame that all of these first-round picks that we wasted here the last three or four years just haven't panned out. We've got none now from 2019 to 2022. And as we talked about earlier, if I was Manny Forbes, I'd be a little bit nervous, even though he had an interception last week, kind of a gift. Mm-hmm. He was in the right spot at the right time. He's also been active for a game or two. Jamin had been inactive for a game or two. They liked what they saw from him in the preseason, which got him on the roster. But after about the first week or two, they really kind of he didn't get a lot of playing time. And Frankie Louvu just kind of emerged in that Micah Parsons role. Again, poor man's
Micah Parsons. I just saw a tweet, and it had the initial press conference of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't even Dan Quinn. It might have just been Adam Peters with Josh Harris. And somebody asked him about the personnel that he was inheriting. Mm-hmm. And there is a pause before he, like, got into – you know, coach type of stuff.
There was a 15-second pause. Right. Yeah. He had nothing.
You can tell he hated the roster.
I remember that.
He walked into that roster and saw the damage that Ron had done to it and the Martys, and he was like, I can't believe the eight ball that I'm behind here.
Yeah.
And he's had to do a lot of work.
Well, I mean, they changed, I don't know, 25 guys on the roster?
Right.
And that was before a lot of these guys have been cut.
I thought the number was 30.
He should never be booked to talk football by anybody because right. He clearly doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, never booked
him. Well, he certainly wasn't a roster builder. Of course, Damon was the 19th pick. You heard Savannah talk about in the 2021 draft. So now you have Jason talked about it earlier. Jahan Dotson, who was 16th overall in 2022. He was traded to the Eagles. He's done nothing.
He gone.
Chase Young, he's like on his third team now.
He might be traded.
Second overall in 2020. All I see now, people send him to us because we've been critical. Our clips of him just dogging it after one initial mild effort.
That's just the way he plays.
He give you one burst and he's done. There was actually a play where one of the offensive linemen just threw him like he was cakes.
Yeah,
just threw
that.
Him.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was unbelievable.
Face down into the turf.
Listen, the one thing you can say about Chase Young, he's an Adonis. Like, the way he's built.
Right.
And to see an offensive, a big fat guy just throw him.
Well, that's how strong those other guys
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, wow.
Man, you'd really hate to see Christian Darrisaw wearing a Commander's jersey instead of Jamin Davis, wouldn't you? He was picked, three or four picks after Jamin Davis?
Well, why don't you go through some of the guys? Because obviously, JOK was somebody they could have selected.
JOK, he was further down. I mean,
but they could have got him.
Najee Harris was picked 24th. Travis Etienne was picked 25th. I mean, Rashad Bateman, he hasn't had a great career. He was picked 27th in that same draft.
No, but there are a lot of guys they could have had. You could do that every draft.
Landon Dickerson, who's a Pro Bowl center for the Eagles, he was picked 37th.
But think about
in that
how
draft.
That really hinders your roster building when your first round picks, because that's what you're building.
Oh, it's
around.
Massive. It's a massive.
Those first round picks,
back.
They should be. At minimum, starters in year two.
Yes.
It does. But as JP said, it's all about the quarterback, and they hit on one, and now suddenly we're relevant.
I know.
Literally.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact that they don't have those first-round picks for the last 4 years,
right.
And you're 5-2 means think about it, that's an unbelievable job that Peters Dan Quinn and that staff have done.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Now, a lot of it's hitting on that number two pick.
Right.
But, man, when you don't have first-round picks on your roster.
Well, I mean, we've seen.
For most teams, that would really hurt.
We just saw both sides of the coin last week at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
The Commanders have hit with their quarterback, and they have a 5-2 record.
Carolina hasn't.
Carolina missed on Bryce Young, and they're starting Andy Dalton at this point.
Hit the Skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the Skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
So there were actually quite a flurry of moves, most of them kind of sort of inconsequential. But they actually had a player that was suspended, a guy who had been elevated from the practice squad. I believe his name is Kevin Seymour. He'd only been active for two games, but he was suspended for a PED thing, and he was suspended for six games. So am I led to believe then that it means it wasn't his first go-around? Because somebody was just suspended for two games.
Jameson Williams from the Lions.
Yeah, so I don't understand. I'm sure it's probably
maybe
multiple offenses.
Maybe he's a repeat offender.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can gather. But they elevated a couple guys. They signed a couple guys to their practice squad. So usually bottom end of the roster guys don't really have an impact. I know JP likes to talk about that a lot. There's some truth to that. It looks like the spread on the game has dropped to 1.5. Now, there has to be uncertainty. I told you I've done a 180. I think that Jaden is probably going to play. In fact, somebody sent me a link, and I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Because I was too busy. Two chipping and three putting.
And telling the authorities that you mistakenly dialed 911.
Yes. the Jaden went through a very similar thing at LSU, I guess. He had the same, like, a rib issue, and he played the following week. So who knows? Maybe it's a kind of a reoccurring thing.
Maybe he had broken ribs in that instance.
One was broken?
Yeah.
I think that line has to be based on uncertainty, right? If they knew that Jaden was starting, do you think it'd still be 1.5? It'd have to be at least a pick'em.
I would think, or maybe even Commander's
favorite.
Maybe
favored, right?
But it's coming down. I mean, it's coming down.
It is coming down.
It was at 3, and now it's at 1.5. And then if they announce that Jaden's going to play, I would think that it's going to be even money. Or maybe even Commander's favored by a point.
By the way, the matchup predictor, I mentioned this yesterday, which had the Commanders at 54% to win, according to ESPN's analytics.
That changed?
I didn't know that thing changes. It's changed. It now has the Bears 50.2% to win.
Well, this may
so
be.
So basically 50-50.
Maybe that's based on not knowing who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would think if they knew the quarterback was going to be Jaden Daniels, that the percentages would go up for Washington.
Yeah, but they
Washington
don't know that.
Was the favorite.
They don't know that.
I know, so you would.
They probably initially thought he was going to play, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. And then they updated the model. And they put in their Mariota half the time or whatever that, they did.
And then they go, Chicago's going
to
win.
No, but right. my point is, if they thought that Jaden wasn't going to play and they had him at 54%.
Well, see, I think the initial one. I'm saying the initial one, probably the model had Jaden playing.
Okay.
And then they changed. That's my guess.
Gotcha.
But who knows? I'm clearly guessing. So we obviously know that – you know, the strength of this team is the offense. When you look at the statistical breakdown and you're trying to compare a little bit, I mean, tied for first, 31.1 points per game, Cakes. Tied for third overall in rushing, 165 yards per game. Not quite as prolific passing, 218 yards per game. We're giving up 21 points per game, which is 15th. Now let's compare that to the Bears. The Bears in scoring are 12th. Not bad. They're averaging 24.7.
They've had an uptick of late.
Caleb's heating up a little bit. They had a bye week last week, of course. Points against, though, this is where they are particularly strong. Only 16.8 points per game. Mm-hmm. All right, defensively. That's fourth in the NFL. So they'll have their work cut out for them. The Commanders will.
Montez only has 2.5 sacks, I believe.
He's an impactful player,
but he
though.
Still gets after.
Yeah, you know, he's still impactful.
Here's one thing that's interesting about the Bears in the secondary. I don't know if, Matt, are you going to try and get someone from the Bears this week? We can ask maybe an insider. They've got 3 injuries in the secondary. Now, they were just on bye, so maybe they'll be healthier. Tyreek Stevenson, Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon, who are all starters, were injured. But I'm not sure if they're going to miss the Commanders game, but we should probably talk to an insider for the Bears. That could be huge if they're going to be missing a couple guys
now,
in the secondary.
If those are big on revenge games.
Love it. Love right, those angles.
How much stock to put into Montez coming back to Caleb coming home?
Yeah, homecoming game. There are a lot of nice subplots there. I don't think Montez had the nicest things to say about the organization when he left.
Correct.
After he was traded.
Now it's
so
different now.
It is different, yeah. But he's got a grudge against Washington, so I would expect a pretty big game out of him. But getting back to the Bears for just a second, they've beaten a lot of Scribinis. I mean, they're on a three-game win streak. They've beaten the Rams, the Panthers, and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like especially if Jaden is under center, this is a different sort of offense they're going to be facing with Washington opposed to those three or four teams they've seen recently.
But Washington's beaten Carolina and the Browns, and I mean they've both beaten bad teams.
As they should. That's what they should do to bad teams.
That's what I'm saying. So give credit to them that are beating the bad teams.
Is the combined record of the teams that Washington has beaten 9-25?
If you say so. That sounds right.
Well, I would argue. I can't.
Rams, Panthers, Jags.
I can't do this math on the fly.
And Titans?
But the wins they have, yeah. They've beaten the Titans, Rams, Panthers, and Jags. Those all subpar teams.
Yeah, a bunch of 1-2 win teams.
Now, if you want to do, and obviously, especially if Jaden plays, they're going to be playing this up all pregame and everything. I know some of us don't like to watch the network pregame shows. But when you do the direct comparison with Caleb and Jaden Cakes, Caleb has come on a little bit. He's completing 65% of his passes, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 5 picks. The old school quarterback rating is 88.7. Nothing great. QBR, I'm not as schooled in the QBR in terms of what's a great number. I know if you're like 70 or 80, that's great. Where does 46.4 rank in terms?
Slightly below average.
Slightly below average. To compare, Jaden's QBR 73.9. That certainly seems pretty high. Where does that rank overall on the quarterbacks?
Last one or two?
He was second or third.
Second or third.
Yeah,
the traditional quarterback rating, which I think we all acknowledge has many flaws, he's got a 107. Just 6 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions. He's protecting the ball. Hasn't been super prolific through the air. But he is completing 75.6% of his passes, down a little bit from when he was at 80%. But the real big number, I know that gets fantasy guys like Cakes all excited, 372 yards on the ground, 4 touchdowns rushing, which gives
Love
him
it.
10 total touchdowns.
Gets me horny.
Close to 2,000 yards overall. Just been super impactful. And I think if you had to have Rookie of the Year right now, he'd win it.
Caleb's got some decent rushing numbers too, and it's not Jaden Daniels.
About a half though.
Yeah, but he's averaging about 7 yards a carry. He just had in his last game, he had 56 yards on 4 carries. That was the game against Jacksonville in London.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a 44-yard game and a 34-yard game. So he doesn't have any rushing touchdowns, but he's been running a little bit.
He doesn't run like he did against DeMatha years ago, where he ran for 3
nice
touchdowns.
Yeah, I like how you tweaked the
And
DeMatha
I stand corrected on Caleb. Caleb's a little bit below average when you look at the QBR numbers. He's ranked 26th. And to just kind of give you the ballpark of where he is, QBR, they judge, you know, it's
all stats have flaws.
It's ESPN people judging it. But Daniel Jones, for example, has a higher QBR than Caleb Williams. He's right next to Anthony Richardson and Jacoby Brissett.
Well, that's how flawed
both
the QBR and the quarterback rating is.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who would you rather have, Daniel Jones or Caleb Williams?
You'd rather have Caleb, but I'm telling you, Caleb is going to be a roller coaster kind of guy.
His first two games were rough. Jaden Daniels, number 3. So you've got Josh Allen, 1, Lamar Jackson, 2.
What are their
Daniels
numbers? Put it
in
context, though. I need context with numbers.
Well, that's what it
Josh
was.
Allen has a 77.6.
So he's
Lamar's
only
at a 74.3.
So
and
they're just a couple points ahead of him. Right.
And then Joe Burrow and Kyler Murray right
so
behind
those,
him.
That's the QBR is definitely affected by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
clearly what you've done throughout the entire season, but his first three games, he had two touchdowns and four picks.
Right.
His last three games, he's got seven touchdowns, one pick.
Well, what do you have as individual game QBRs in the last three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
89, 83, and 46.
Okay.
Well, and his first three were 35, 22, 24.
Right.
So clearly in the last three games, he's been much better.
The QBR tries to address the situation of if a quarterback throws a perfect pass for what should be a touchdown and is dropped, they actually credit that as a good throw. The traditional pass rating doesn't.
Because it's an incompletion, yeah.
Right.
Not surprising, his best QBRs by far came against Carolina and Jacksonville, which they should.
Yeah. I mean,
they're just poor defensive teams.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. We have Coach Keefe joining us coming up in about 20 minutes, and then Tony La Russa to talk some World Series at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.